This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, the game we've been waiting for has finally arrived, although to the boss, it's just another match. More on that shortly as we preview Celtic versus Aberdeen. There's the rest of the matches in the Premiership too, along with the remainder of the football card, local and international Six Nations rugby to come before 7 on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. With John and the two Daves, it all starts right here, right now, with a look back to those goals in the game from last weekend.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
Corner kick to Aberdeen. Deep into the box, the header coming in, it's off the line. Rooney got the header. McLean back heel to Pollitt. Pollitt hangs it up to the back post, back across goal! Snapped over the line from point blank range from Rooney. 21 minutes gone. Aberdeen's patience and persistence pays off. It's Aberdeen 1, St Mirren 0. McGinn's onto it, peels off his marker, tries to get to the byline. No, he cuts inside, right footed, chips it into the area. It's headed back across goal. It's Rooney! Rooney turns, swivels and shoots from just a few yards out. 1.5 minutes gone in the second half. It's Rooney at the double. It's Aberdeen 2, St Mirren 0. Comes from McGinn to the back post, it's headed back across goal and it's gone in. It's Reynolds, they got it. It was a fine delivery into the area from McGinn. It reached Reynolds at the back post. Reynolds got the header in. 21 minutes played in the second half. It's now Aberdeen 3, St Mirren 0.
Aberdeen 3.
1-2-3.
Oh, fantastic. 3-0 against St Mirren, and the good run continues, leading us into a showdown at Celtic Park at high noon on Sunday. Boss Derek McInnes, in his media conference this afternoon ahead of the match, receiving news his Celtic counterpart Ronnie Dyler thinks the Dons must record at least a draw or the league race is over.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, but I find it quite strange when there's still 33 points available for us after Sunday's game. So from my point of view, and Aberdeen's point of view, it's, you know, win, lose or draw the game, it's, there's still a lot to play for, you know, and I think that it'd be wrong to dismiss the challenge of everybody else, you know, and I think it'd be wrong to suggest that it's a formality after that. So, you know, we're well aware of the significance of the game. Of course, it's a real opportunity for us, and it is against a team who, you know, we're behind in the league. And it's against a team that we feel that we can go and win. And but the biggest thing for us is try to bring in a performance that gives us a chance to do it. And for me, it's the same 3 points that was available last week against St Mirren. We're well aware at this stage of the season that we're only 13 games to go, from a point of view that there's not a lot of room for error. But, you know, I think it'd be wrong to say when there's so much football still to be played. So, but as again, it's entitled to his opinion. Every time I've took my team, I believe we've been stronger every time I took my team to Parkhead, and we were managed to win there last season. I felt that we've gave decent accounts of ourselves. The two games, there's been nothing in the two games really. You know, they were a better team for opening hour, possibly at Parkhead. I thought we were a better team slightly here at Pittodrie, but ultimately we've lost both, and that's for us, we've been guilty of concentration rather than lack of performance against Celtic. So it shows you, for us, you know, the importance of, you know, doing the job properly. I'm confident, as I always am, regardless of who we're playing, that we'll bring a performance that can help us win the game. But we also have to bring, you know, the organisation, the concentration that's required against teams who have got good players, and Celtic have got good players. The aim's to win. We always play to win, and regardless of who we're playing against, you know, we're well aware some games are more difficult to win than others, and we're well aware that we're going to have to try and impose ourselves on the game, and well aware of their threats as well. So, you know, we don't always get it your own way. The run that we've been on, you know, 13 games undefeated, 11 wins and 2 draws in that, you know, every game's been a challenge. Nobody's going to give us 8 points. Every opposition is there trying to stop you winning, and Celtic are no different, you know. But at the same time, well, we accept it's going to be a tough game for us. It'll be equally as tough for them.
It'll be equally as tough for them. Evening, you're on Northern One's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me tonight, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway, as always. Gents, before we get on to the match this weekend, as always, look back to last time. And another ultimately convincing win over St Mirren. Never really in doubt, was it?
It wasn't. I think St Mirren, you can see why they're struggling at the other end. And not only that, for the St Mirren fans that were there, the sight of Kenny McLean, their one shining light, now lining up against them, it must have been a hard one to take. And again, it was just another very professional performance. And Aberdeen, from very early on, looking as though the points were going their way, which is, of course, exactly what happened.
No Johnny Hayes for that one, or indeed this match coming up. We managed without him on Saturday. Will that absence have a more telling factor against the champions this weekend, or can we cope again?
I think we can cope very well, because as you can see, Flood came in and did superbly in the holding midfield position alongside Ryan Jack. It was like he'd never been away. So, no, I don't think it'll make any big difference.
Just on the Willow Flood thing, I saw this week and I thought, that's unusual. Willow Flood saying Celtic will be scared of us, and somehow that had become a soundbite or a news piece across the week.
That was when Willow was doing a press, and again he was asked about it was the celebrations after the game up here, and he was asked the question, if I remember rightly, do you think the way they celebrated when they got their late win, that showed that they're scared? And Willow quite understandably said, yeah, probably did. So
so the words were crowbarred into his mouth,
well,
is
just
what you're
about. Well, to be fair to the journalists, they're not getting much, are they, recently?
are you saying that the written press manipulate things?
I never said the word written at all.
No, neither did I. That was you.
It was not. Nonsense.
We'll just leave your tongue. Better news on the injury front, with a couple more players coming into contention this week. Both Nicky Lowe and Ash Taylor in action earlier in the week.
Nicky didn't actually end up playing,
but he is on the verge.
He's on the verge. He's nearly there, but again, he's been. You know, it's been such a hard,
frustrating time for him.
There is no point in taking any risks. But Ash did come through the whole 90 minutes and sailed through the reserve game, and he's added to the squad.
I was going to say, could he be in contention to start this weekend?
He could. I think that would be a bit harsh on Donovan Daniels, if and I think Ash would be the first to. You know, the thing is that the team's playing so well, nobody's really going to be able to just walk straight back into the squad. So he's not in my starting 11, but he'll certainly be. I'd be very surprised if he's not on the bench.
As you mentioned, one man who's been at the heart of the defence until his absence is Donovan Daniels, looking ahead to Celtic versus Aberdeen.
We ain't putting our focus on them playing Europa League or anything like that. It's another league game for us, and it's another big team that we're going to be playing with a good squad. Fantastic stadium, the fans are going to be rocking, they're going to have good fans, we're going to have fantastic fans, and they've got a massive squad at their disposal, so it's going to be a good game, not just for the Aberdeen or Celtic fans, but for the neutral.
It's just the sort of test that I'm sure you and the players will relish, just pitting your wits against the best.
Yes, definitely. Me as an individual, I'm looking forward to the game, because it's a massive game, it's a massive club, but we just have to concentrate on the importance of going there and putting in a quality performance to come back on with the points.
3 points for a win, same as any other game, but has there been a wee added edge to training this week, given the importance of the occasion?
Yes and no, but we've just concentrated on our own tactics, what the gaffer wants to implement on Sunday, and training's been fun, training's always fun. And there's a buzz, of course there's a buzz, so we're just looking forward to it.
It just doesn't sound like he'd get phased by any team, Donovan Daniels. He's been pretty steady since arriving. Slotted in alongside Mark Reynolds, and never looked in any danger, has he?
No, he's very steady, very unflappable. I think if the seat that he was sitting on caught fire, he would probably be, he just takes everything in his stride, which is great to see. And I think qualities like that, you'll need that in a place like Parkhead, in a game like Celtic against Aberdeen. And, you know, you need cool heads, and Daniels is one of them.
It is a completely different task when you're up against Celtic, at Celtic Park, isn't it?
It is, but I think the last few visits to Celtic Park, we've actually performed pretty well. I mean, go back even to a couple of seasons ago when we led 3-1, when Josh McGuinness had his best ever game for that day.
Oh, he was outstanding. He terrorised the Celtic defence that
unbelievable.
Day.
So, you know, and I think, as the manager said in his conference today, he's, you know, with all due respect to the players that were there last season, he believes it's a stronger squad this season, which I don't think we would have any argument with. Mm. And we can go down there, certainly, you know, go there and just play our own game. And we've definitely got a chance. It's simple as that. And, you know, the European exit last night, it could work in two ways. They'll be determined to put it behind them. I think the fact that they played over half the game with a man down will mean that they must be pretty shattered, but they've got a squad that's big enough to be able to bring players.
They've got a huge squad.
Yeah, to bring players in. So looking forward to, like everybody, I think, you know, it's been a long time coming. Can't wait. And isn't it just great to be in a position where we can,
absolutely,
at this stage of the season, go level with them? And as the manager said, win, lose or draw, we've still got 11 league games to play after Sunday.
That's the $64,000 question, according to Ronnie Dyler. We'll hear from him in just a moment. You're in North and One's Friday Sport, looking ahead to Celtic versus Aberdeen on Sunday. Don't forget, the entire match is live and very biased on Red TV with our commentary team of the two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position. Our big preview continues, like I say, in just a sec, with Celtic manager Ronnie Dyler's view, and it's worth listening to next.
North Sound One, with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Do you know, I find myself wondering what his job is if everything goes
on. He peeled off pretty quickly.
Maybe he's a sniper. He can't come off the roof. It's Celtic versus Aberdeen on Sunday. Celtic's manager is Ronnie Dyler.
In my opinion, this is the most important game we have so far this season. This is league is everything, and if we win this game, it's going to be very hard to reach us again. So the pressure is, of course, on both teams, but Aberdeen has to win, maybe a draw, to stay in the championship, fight for the championship. So this is a very, very important game for us, and a big game. We have to win, and it's going to be tough, but it's so much into this match if we win it. They're a very good team, speed in the team, good in counter-attacks. They have played together for a long time. They have consistency. You can see they're built from where they were. So we have to be getting out a very good performance.
He's not an especially likable character, Ronnie Dyler, is he? I mean, I'm not even very sure his own support are entirely convinced yet. Or is he just delivering straight talk? I mean, his contention is we need at least a draw on Sunday or we won't be able to catch them. And that was really his second thought. I think he reckons for us it's a must win. Derek disagrees. What do you think? Surely we have to take something from it, don't we?
No, we don't have to. We'd certainly like to, and we'll go down there with every intention of winning the match. But no, I'm with Derek in this one. There's still a lot of football to be played after Sunday, but there's no doubt psychologically it would send such a really strong message out were we to come back up the road, ideally with the 3 points, but certainly not being beaten. And you know, it's, as I said, we're in almost, well, we'll be in March on Sunday, and the fact that we're talking the way we are, it's you know, it's like Back to the Future.
Uh-huh. Right, Ronnie's trying to play games, but I think Derek's more than his equal.
Back with the Dons and chatting here to Red TV's Mal Panton for North and One's Friday Sport. Birthday boy Ryan Jack.
There's a lot of coverage getting put on the game. It's live on Sky and it's first v second in the league. So we know ourselves it is a big game, but that's the type of games you want to play in, and it's good to test yourself and as an individual and as a team as well to see how far we have came.
We're under certainly no illusions that, you know, just how tough it's going to be down there, and we're going to have to put in a performance, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. We know that every time we play Celtic away, it's always a difficult game, and it's difficult. You just need to make sure you stay in the game and you don't drag yourself out of positions and get carried away just because it's a big occasion. It's important that we keep our heads and we play the game right, and we're all looking forward to it, and I'm sure we'll do well.
What is the key things you think to do from getting a positive result? Is it just that concentration?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of concentration and and not switching off at vital times in the game and keeping ourselves in the game. And then that, and I think it's important when we go forward that we choose the right pass, and I think the players that we do have going forward will definitely create chances.
Again, not lacking in confidence or belief in his team, Aberdeen's Ryan Jack, and happy birthday, Ryan. A huge player for us again this season, Dave. And I imagine on Sunday he'll need to be every bit as good as we know he can, because Celtic, they can overpower in midfield, can't they?
They can if you let them. You know, and Scott Brown and Ryan Jack will see probably the two best Scottish central midfielders in action opposite each other on Sunday. And it's going to be so important that it will be drummed into them, there's no doubt about that, that Aberdeen keep their discipline, keep their shape, and don't allow themselves to get riled at all. You know, make sure they don't give the referee an opportunity to dish out the cards. And I have every confidence that they'll be as well prepared as any team can be come 12 o'clock on Sunday lunchtime.
Of course, Ryan has experienced victory over Celtic a couple of times in the last season, and importantly as well at Celtic Park. They're not invincible, Dave, but have they improved Celtic?
Celtic, I believe they have. Certainly since Ronnie Dyla has taken over, they're playing a lot better. They have some pretty bad defensive lapses, as we have witnessed, especially in the first leg of their Europa League tie against Inter Milan. But I think they've played a lot of good football. I think the likes of Chris Commons, who seemed to be so far out of favour under Ronnie Dyla when he first took over, he seems to have bought into the Ronnie Dyla sort of work ethic and tactics ethic, and I think the squad has benefited from Ronnie Dyla's time in charge.
Will they be fatigued from the European game? I mean, imagine the fuss we'd have got in Neil Lennon's time if Celtic had played Thursday and then Sunday. I mean, I don't know where the problem is, it's an entirely different month, but imagine the fuss that we'd have got. Ronnie Dyla doesn't make that argument ever, does he?
No, and to be honest, it's an argument that any manager, you'd much rather be playing in Europe than not playing in Europe. So it comes with the territory. So you know, the fatigued perhaps in the, you know, it was a hard shift for them last night. So do Aberdeen look to try and have a right goal from the start? But again, you don't want to be too offensive and leave anything open at the back. So it's going to be an interesting one from a tactical point of view, but the adrenaline will make sure. And they've also got plenty players that weren't involved last night. You know, Commons didn't play the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, he'll start.
Yes, Stokes was on the bench. You know, he hasn't featured, obviously, last few games.
Griffiths.
But, well, we don't know. He could be back after he missed out last night through injury. But they've got plenty. That's why they've got a big squad. So they've got quality players that they can bring in. No doubt about that.
Lay it out for us, Dave. In order to win, we mentioned Ryan Jack and Scott Brown sort of going at it hammer and tongs. Who do we look to pull the strings? Because defensively, pretty much take care of itself. But to actually take things on, have a go at Celtic, who do we look to have a big game?
Well, we look to, I mean, again, I'm maybe giving away my one to watch, but we're looking to likes of Peter Pollitt, who, you know, thrives on the big stage. Kenny McLean, Niall McGinn against his old club. And of course, with Adam Rooney banging form up front, there's plenty for Celtic to keep them worried for 90 minutes. But the thing is, we've got so many players that are potential game changers. That's what makes it so exciting following Aberdeen right now, because there are. And you know, you mentioned defensively, we've also got Andy Considine, who seems to have found a new lease of life at left back right now, and he's bombing forward all the time. And on the other flank, you've got Shea, who, remember the goal he scored at Celtic Park before. They'll have to keep tabs on him. So you're hoping that it's our players that are causing their defensive, their fullbacks problems, not the other way around.
Which is why I wonder, and I know you were saying you don't want to go too gung ho, but I'm just wondering, would that actually be the way to go about it? Because Celtic, to use a dad's army phrase, they don't like it up them, but they're not used to teams coming and having a go at Celtic Park.
No, and it may be, the thing is, we've got players who are so flexible that there is absolutely, you know, it's not inconceivable to think that we may have a go right for the first you know, 10 minutes to just see if we can catch them napping right at the beginning, and then, you know, maybe just to, well, obviously if you get the goal, you change your the way you're playing. But that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, we're so flexible. We're not regimented. We've got players that can really adapt to the situation. And as I said earlier, I think, you know, every Aberdeen fan is looking forward to it. I'm sure every Celtic fan is looking forward to it as well.
And a few empty seats as well.
Yeah, there will be. Yeah,
the green seat brigade.
They're still in the driving seat. That's the bottom line. And the manager reiterated the point. The league today, you know, the league is theirs to lose, because they've, you know, if they keep on winning, they will win the league, obviously. Mm. But it's an exciting time for the Dons as well.
Let me bring on the weekly topic, which you can find on Aberdeen Mad, as always. This week, started by Hard Knocks and threads entitled McInnes, Big Game Bottler? Here are the matches Aberdeen have played at the Big Three stadiums under McInnes. Parkhead, September 2014, Celtic 2, Aberdeen 1, loss. May 2014, Celtic 5, Aberdeen 2, loss. Feb 2014, Celtic 1, Aberdeen 2, win, cup quarter final. March 2014, Inverness 0, Aberdeen 0, draw.
I think we won the
cup that day. But never mind.
Open brackets, cup final. November 2013, Celtic 3, Aberdeen 1, loss. At Ibrox, April 2014, St Johnstone 2, Aberdeen 1, loss, cup semi-final. Hampden, January 2015, Dundee United 2, Aberdeen 1, loss, cup semi-final. I think you'll find that the football fans in training won the half-time shootout 4-0, though. But
we did.
He says, I don't remember that we were unlucky or particularly cheated in any of those matches. In fact, most of them are notable for the team being too cautious, which is down to the manager. Hopefully, this will change on Sunday. Dave Galloway's got your thoughts on this one as it continues.
Yeah, we've had quite a response to this one, let me tell you. This one from Tom Fun. We were cheated out of a goal versus United for a start, and despite the opposition being Celtic, not all were big games, I would argue. Exterminator 75, in the two recent semi-finals we lost, we were in charge and should have killed the games, but we were wasteful in front of goal. Where I'd say we did fall down was not closing the game in the last 10 minutes, i.e. taking the sting out of the game and holding on for the bell. This may be down to the tactics, but in the United game, it was down to a string of individual errors, mainly Pollitt conceding a stupid free kick and Brown's flap at the ball. Simaruz Skimuz, that's a good one. Rather selective definition of big games there. Is a big game only a big game if it's played in a large stadium in Glasgow? Was the semi-final where we pumped St Johnstone not a big game? Was Groningen away not a big game? Reads like a poor attempt at fishing. 3 out of 10. Must try harder. That's a brilliant response. MLAF 44, our biggest game in 20-odd years, the cup final, we won. That's a very pertinent point. Stoopy 82, has he made errors? Yes. Is he a bottler? Absolutely not. For me, Derek has played somewhat cautiously in some of the games mentioned above, but he hasn't bottled in any of them, in my honest opinion. Sancho Panza tells us even the idea that any time a manager loses a big game, he's bottled it, is pretty ridiculous in most cases. Take the St Johnstone semi-final. The team we played was identical to the one that had played and won in the league the week before. The United semi-final was the same, with the exception of playing Daniels at centre-back, who was a new signing to cover for an injury. Which decisions did he bottle in those games? He pretty much treated them identically to any other game. Ian L. Jesse, defeats to Celtic are hardly examples of bottling it. They have far more resources than us, and we're underdogs every time we play them. Beat them twice on the bounce last season, though. Do they not count? The Stooge, pumping United, ICT and Hamilton pretty much in consecutive weeks shows the strength of character. That means we're playing meaningful games in March. Big games aren't defined by stadium capacity. Gallus 79, let's revisit this thread after the match on Sunday. That's all I'm saying. GGM Dons tells us I'm more concerned despite whom the ref is. Will he bottle it and give all the big decisions to them? I hope that the title will not be decided by bad referee decisions. Come on, ye Reds. Dumfries Sheep at 94. This current team are not bottlers, far from it. Champagne Super Dons, this one. McInnes is a winner, plain and simple. He kicks every ball, so to speak, and Howell's instructions all game long, even after games are won. There is simply no scenario that I can agree he is a bottler. And the last one we have tonight, 67 Super Don. I shouldn't really, but I can't resist. He's certainly anything but a bottler. Everything in football management is a learning curve. Fergie lost two cup finals and two semi-finals in his first two seasons at Pittodrie and prior to winning us the league at the end of his second season. I'm sure I don't need to remind you of how it went thereafter. He learned. Was he a bottler? So some pretty forthright views there.
The answer to the referee is John Beaton.
John Beaton, and no relation.
John Beaton.
No relation to Neil Beaton, hopefully.
No, right. I know, and hopefully Celtic will be.
And as far as those who are accusing, I think only one person actually.
maybe
he could come along at the start of pre-season training and they could sort that out together at the RDS.
Yeah, sure, we'd love to have a chat.
Let's see who our experts think will play tomorrow as we get on to that team selection.
Sunday.
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. Yeah. Sunday, yes. As we get on to that team selection with Predictor Derek. Dave the Younger, let's start with you.
Brown in goals, Logan, Daniels, Reynolds and Considine at the back. Jack and Flood, the sitters, the attacking midfielders, Pollitt, McLean and McGinn with the one and only Rooney leading the attack.
Exactly the same.
Okay, and the one to watch, Dave Mack first.
Peter Pollitt, I've already said he loves a big stage, lots of room on a pitch like at Parkhead for him to really run at the Celtic defence.
I'd really like to see that acceleration take off.
Yep.
Just I haven't seen it enough this season.
No,
I don't
the
think.
Afterburners, get them on.
And Dave G.
It's Adam Rooney for me. There's so much more to his game than goals. He's got 23 goals this season, which is absolutely fantastic. But the number of different attacking roles that he's played, he always gives 110%. And you always see him tracking back and making the tackles. You saw him do that against St Mirren last weekend, and he was busy scoring two goals. And by his own admission, he missed a sitter, and it should have been three. So he's my man to watch.
So before we get on to predictions for Sunday, let's hear from you again on our weekly poll again in Aberdeen Mad like this. Will Aberdeen get their first league win at Celtic Park since October 2004 on Sunday? Will Aberdeen get their first league win at Celtic Park since October 2004 on Sunday? Dave.
Positivity is in the majority. Yes, 65.7%. No, 34.3%.
Shame on you. Before we get our pundits' prediction, let's hear from a couple of other Scottish Premiership managers, both of whom have played for Celtic and Aberdeen in their time. In a moment, Dundee's Paul Hartley, but first, United's Jackie McNamara.
They have been close. Celtic's beat them twice. The last game, I thought Aberdeen were very unfortunate. You know, Celtic down to 10 men, but, you know, they scored in, from a corner late on. You thought it would be Aberdeen to maybe get the winner, but, you know, they have been close. You know, Aberdeen's been very strong this season. And very consistent in the league, and you know, I think a few of us around below them that would like to be more consistent, and especially away from home.
I think it's definitely good for the league that we've got good competition. Not just them, Inverness have been strong, Dundee United obviously, but you know, it's going to make a cracking game. There should be a good atmosphere on Sunday. Definitely think it's a hard one to call. I think Aberdeen have showed throughout the season that they're in it for the long haul. Maybe teams thought they might just dwindle away, but I think with Derek's team there and the good mentality they've got, and they've got really good players, I think it's got the makings of a cracking game on Sunday.
Paul Hartley and Jackie McNamara on Celtic versus Aberdeen. I think Jackie reckons Celtic will win, and Paul's maybe not so sure. What do our pundits think? Based on if either take Celtic to win. Dave Galloway, scoreline.
I think there will be goals at both ends, but I take Aberdeen just to edge it. It's going to be tight. There are going to be heart palpitations aplenty, but I take Aberdeen to edge it 2-1.
And Dave Mack?
0-2.
And the score that I've written down in my piece of paper, I think you'll find, is 0-2.
0-2.
Which means we're both mad. As always, you can take part in our weekly poll and topic by checking for them on Aberdeen Mad during the week. They're on there from about midweek onwards. Just leave your thoughts on the topic and poll online. And we could be reading them out here on Friday evening. Bearing in mind that there has to be enough normal words, no sweary words, for the opinion to make sense once we've edited Those ones out. The entire game live and biased as always on Red TV with the two Daves and Andrew Shiney. Celtic versus Aberdeen. Who's the ref?
John Beaton.
Do you have any opinion pre-match on John Beaton?
Well, he's a referee, and he doesn't dish out as many cards as some of his colleagues.
Which could be a good or a bad thing.
It's a double-edged sword depending on how the game's going.
Okay. A preview of all the other games coming up on North Sound 1's Friday Sports.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
To the other matches, and we heard from Jackie McNamara a moment ago, so let's get someone different from the Dundee United ranks to look ahead to their match against Partick Thistle tomorrow. United's Sean Dillon.
Every game is important, you know. Every game is a big game. You know, we've another big game coming up at the weekend against Partick, like, and it's important that we go into that with the right frame of mind, as we always do. You know, it's a huge game.
United fans worried about the nature of the way their team lost to St Johnstone, but even more concerned right now are Partick fans, who think their team's in freefall. Their manager is Alan Archibald. He's feeling it too.
We're involved in it now. A few weeks ago we weren't. I was asked these questions. I said we weren't because we weren't at the time, but we knew we were a couple of results away from that. A couple of results away from getting up the way, but now they went the other way and now we're looking over our shoulders, definitely.
Dundee United versus Partick Thistle, Dave.
Two teams without their problems to seek, to be honest, although United did show a bit of fight midweek, literally, against Inverness. But I'm going to go for 2-0 United.
A familiar face checked in at Fir Park this week with the return of Aussie striker Scott McDonald, and he knows exactly the task ahead of him.
This club's been in the top tier for a long, long time, and, you know, hopefully with myself and everyone else in the squad, because everyone has a big part to play up until now to the end of the season, that we can come through this and get some chalk some wins on the board.
His first game back with the Steelmen is against Big Yogi's Inverness.
Now, welcome him back. I do. He was a player that I like. He's a good character. He'd done exceptionally well in Scotland the last time. And if they get him, they've got a right good player.
Motherwell versus Inverness. Big Yogi will still be looking for all three, though, won't he?
Oh, yes. I can only see a decisive Inverness win. I think, you know, Dundee United, yeah, they showed a lot of fight against Inverness the other night there, but Inverness let them off the hook. They should have put them to bed in the first half, and I take Inverness to get full revenge, if you like, on Motherwell. I think a 3-0 win for Inverness.
Ross County believe they're turning the corner at the right time in their fight to stay up tomorrow. They're at home to Dundee, boss Jim McIntyre.
We've managed to get two great results. I think it's important everybody doesn't get carried away with that. It can quite easily turn the other way. We've just got to concentrate on ourselves, do what we've been doing, and the game will take care of itself.
Dundee's Scott Bain, unfazed.
We never go into our games worrying about other teams. It's always what we can do. And like you say, we're on a good run. We just look to keep that going and be solid at the back. And we know we can score goals. I don't think there's many games with no scoring in this season, so just need to keep it going.
Ross County v Dundee, Dave.
Two teams that will go into the match with confidence, and I think it will be a point apiece, 1-1.
St Johnstone are back in Perth to face a rejuvenated Kilmarnock side, and speaking here to Saints TV manager Tommy Wright asks the fans to trust the club as he attempts to strengthen the squad.
The chairman and myself are working hard, and you know, the club are working hard to keep the squad together, and we've already added to it with Brad Mackay, and we'll continue to do so. But, you know, I do urge for patience at times, because it is a long process. We take our time and make sure that we get the right people.
Kilmarnock's Gary Locke's confident his team's responding to his style, but wary of tomorrow's host.
They're playing really well at the moment. They had a fantastic result on Saturday. You know, Tannadice isn't an easy place to go to, so to go up there and win 2-0 speaks volumes for how well they're doing at the moment. So, obviously, we've had them watched and we've had them analysed, and we'll try our best, obviously, to work on one or two things this week, and hopefully we can go up and put in a similar performance to the one we did at Inverness.
St Johnstone versus Kilmarnock, Dave Galloway.
St Johnstone, Kilmarnock, I think Kilmarnock are doing really well. Gary Locke has certainly got them on a bit of an upward curve. They've certainly responded to him with him being in the dugout. And I think Kilmarnock will just edge this one 1-0.
St Mirren are back in Paisley to face Hamilton. Hamilton's Martin Canning still looking for that elusive first win as boss.
It's not been ideal. You'd like to have won by now, obviously, but that's just the way things have gone. For us, nothing changes in terms of, we believe now Saturday is a game for us. We can go and take 3 points. We work hard to be prepared properly, as we've done for every game up until now.
St Mirren versus Hamilton, Dave.
I just think Hamilton will be so delighted they got the early points on the board, because they are really struggling at the moment. St Mirren's home form is awful. I think tomorrow could be the chance for them to get a very, very rare home win. I'll go for 2-1 St Mirren.
Briefly into the Championship tonight, Falkirk versus Rangers. Is it possible for Kenny McDowell to enjoy his time in charge?
I'm trying to enjoy it, but there's a lot to take on board, and what I've got to try and do is get the team winning football matches, you know, and when we're doing that, obviously I'm enjoying that, but it's not easy. I wouldn't sit here and lie to you, but we've got to do the best that we can do, you know. We need to get promotion this year.
In the other matches, Alloa face Hibs, Dumbarton are at home to Queen of the South, Cardinbeath are at Tynecastle to take on Hearts, and Livingston welcome Raith Rovers. In League One, Peterhead secured a 2-0 victory over Ayr last weekend and are back at Balmoral tomorrow facing a stiffer test against second place Morton. Boss Jim McAnally.
They've brought in, you know, top flight experience and all with Ross Caldwell face at Mirren, Peter McDonald, Faye Dundee. Peters, again, somebody that shouldn't be playing in this league. They have spent well. They've got Declan McManus back for Aberdeen, and they're strong up front. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. But, you know, if we play as well as we did last week, we'll be hard to beat.
Morton have gone 6 games unbeaten, including last weekend's victory over Stranraer. But, you know, if you can beat a team like Morton, you can probably beat any team in the league.
Well, I think it is a league like that, to be honest. March is going to be a big month for most teams, but I always feel that that's when the full-time teams will maybe get a benefit from being full-time, is when you start the midweek games. The full-time teams, they can sometimes just be a wee bit sharper than you and a wee bit faster, you thought. You know, you have got to be on your toes a wee bit when you're playing them, and if you're on your toes and you play well, and if we do that on Saturday, then we'll give them a good game.
To the Hatton League teams in a mix this weekend with some cup matches on the fixture list as well. In the league, first of all, Champions Brora are at home to Bucky Thistle. Devon Vale host Rothes. Inverurie Locos are at Fort William. It's Keith against Huntly, and Fraserburgh make the journey to play Strathspey Thistle. In the Hatton League Cup second round, John Sharon's Cove Rangers are at Fermarty United. Their boss is Steve Patterson.
Really, no motivation needed. The manager will have them right wound up to get, because we did give them a, you know, 3-0 square comprehensive for a game against Cove, so we'll have to be on our guard.
In the other cup games, it's Nairn County versus Lossiemouth, Turriff United against Forest Mechanics, and Wick Academy host Clach. In the juniors, Dave.
The GAA Engineering Interregional Cup third round, Kirry Thistle against Parkvale, PMAC Group Super League, Cooter at home to Inverness City, Cruden Bay go to Devon side. Ellen against FC Stonywood, Hull Ross United against Dice, Bankery, they are at Maud, and it's New Elgin against Hermes. First Division East, Aberdeen Uni against Newmarket United, Buckenhaven Hearts against Fraser United, Longside play Bridge of Don Thistle, that one's at Aberdeen Sports Village, East End against Lewis United, Sunnybank Glentanner, First Division West, just one tie there, Burghead Thistle against White Hills. There are two ties in the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup second round at Spain Park, it's Banksiddy against Bay Valley, Glenury Park, Stonehaven versus Granton, and finally three ties in the Elginshire Cup first round, Forest Thistle at home to Dufftown, Isle of Ale away to Nairn St Ninian, and finally Port Gordon Victoria versus Bucky Rovers.
It's the first major final of the year in English football this weekend. Chelsea and Tottenham clash at Wembley with the League Cup at stake. Lee Stott looks ahead for North St 1's Friday Sport.
A London derby at the National Stadium. This is also a rematch from a rather astonishing contest in the Premier League on New Year's Day. Spurs were 5-3 winners on January 1st. With that in mind, boss Maurizio Pochettino has no fear ahead of facing the top flight leaders.
We're confident and we believe in our way, in our philosophy. We know that the final is the special, very special game, but we are full confidence and our motivation is massive.
A win here could be the first stage of a treble for Chelsea. Jose Mourinho's side want to be English champions and also want the European Cup. But the Chelsea chief doesn't think success in this one will necessarily help their bid to win further silverware.
It's the only moment where I just think about the moment. I don't think about the future. I don't think about the consequences. I just think about this game. We have a final to win and nothing else matters.
Tottenham had to play in the Europa League last night, and that was a defeat to Fiorentina, so it's their rivals who are well rested. But Chelsea are missing the influential Nemanja Matic after failing to overturn his ban for pushing over an opponent who caught him with a bad tackle. Kickoff is 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Our weekend coverage, Jim, is at Peterhead against Morton tomorrow, and then, of course, Dave, Andrew, and myself, Celtic against the Dons on Sunday.